This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Here in New York, another demonstration expected today in Lower Manhattan, and a warning from Mayor Adams to New Yorkers to keep your cool. Let's get more live from our Glenn Shucks.
Yeah, an address from Gracie Mansion, from inside Gracie yesterday, from Eric Adams and the police commissioner, where the mayor is saying that New York City is always going to be a place to have peaceful protests, but they will not allow violence or any lawlessness.
We have the best police department in the world. Men and women who are prepared to handle any issues that may arise, especially when we are faced with deep division in our society.
It was right around the time the mayor was speaking that 24 protesters were arrested, kind of a sit-in in the lobby of Trump Tower yesterday. And what does Amy from Brooklyn think? Uncertain, she says, as to what she thinks is going to happen here in the days ahead.
Anywhere in America, you have the right to peacefully protest. The question, I think, at this point is whether it's going to escalate further than that, like we see a lot. Especially in New York.
In terms of demonstrations, we are hearing there'll be another in Foley Square here at some point, either later this morning or early this afternoon. We'll tie down the time on that, as we'll, of course, be monitoring all of this. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
More eyes now on bodegas in the city. The NYPD has announced 38 new surveillance cameras in high-crime areas of Upper Manhattan, including outside some bodegas. Congressman Adriano Espaillat helped to secure the nearly $1 million in federal funding to pay for this. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they'll be installed in sections of East Harlem, Harlem, Washington Heights, and Inwood. A family of five terrorized by armed robbers at their home in Whitestone, Queens.
Ring camera video shows the two suspects wearing Amazon vests, and neighbors tell us they went straight through the front door. Police say once they got in the house, they tied up three children and the two parents and then stole jewelry, cash, and even the family car. Michelle tells us she's fed up with what's happening in the area.
I'm very concerned as a resident here. I mean, yeah, so many years. In the current house, I've been living there for 15 years, but it's just unbelievable.
Tanya says it's gotten to a point she's ready to put her house on the market.
Where is the protection that we want, we need?
Neighbors say this isn't the only house on this street that has been burglarized in less than a year. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Whitestone, Queens.
A shooting in the Bronx is now a homicide case. That's after the 25-year-old who was shot Monday night near Bryant and Lafayette Avenues in Hunts Point died at the hospital. So far, no arrest. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. Cops now questioning the father of a 2-year-old from the Bronx who hasn't been seen since he had a court-ordered visitation with his father 1 month ago. Police say Montrell Williams was last seen May 10th in the area of 827 Hunts Point Avenue. His mother called the cops on May 30th to claim custodial interference. Then yesterday, the mother told police she saw her ex, asked him where their son was, and he didn't answer. You can see a photo of the missing child at 1010winds.com. The question now, will Governor Hochul sign it? The New York State Senate approved the bill giving terminally ill New Yorkers the legal right to use pharmaceutical drugs to take their own lives. While supporters say it's about putting an end to suffering, opponents have argued that the state should instead work to improve end-of-life medical care. Others have objected on religious grounds. The state assembly passed the measure in late April. The governor's office says the bill is under review. The NYPD now confirming the reports from over the weekend that a 14-year-old girl rushed to the hospital with a bullet wound to the face had been accidentally shot by a friend who was showing off a gun at the McKinley houses in the South Bronx. The child is expected to recover. No word yet on charges against the shooter. Mayor Adams announcing big plans for Hunts Point. He says the city will remove the Bain Center, which is that 800-bed prison barge docked off the neighborhood. That will free up space to turn the site into a new marine freight terminal for last-mile deliveries throughout the city.
In just a few years, we will be standing here to see cargo from all around the globe being moved off our ships and onto e-bikes, barges, and ferries for the last-mile delivery to all five boroughs.
The Bain Center was decommissioned in 2023. Next step is to solicit proposals from companies to remove it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.